Sex. Revolution Radio. Everything that rocks.
Aw, yeah. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Oh, snap. Anyway, 8:17. Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. It's Tuesday, right?
It's happy. It's a happy Tuesday, Testicle Tuesday.
Oh, happy, 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 happy.
I'm so happy today. Is that from Liar Liar?
I think so. Yeah, at the kid's birthday party. Creepy ass clowns, yeah. Man. Did you ever want a clown at your birthday party? Ever?
No, you know, I think there was one clown at one birthday I was at one time, and it was exactly that. Like, all the kids were just like, for the love of God, who hired the clown?
I
kind of feel bad for the clowns. I feel bad for them, man.
I don't. They're all psychos.
It used to be good, though. The clowns used to be good until Stephen King came out with that novel, It. And then all of a sudden, the clown business just went under.
It's just right under. There's clowns picketing outside his house. Justice for clowns. You know? Justice for clowns. I will say the only good clown is a rodeo clown. I love rodeo clowns. Those are great. Those are great. Just living on the edge,
goofy,
man.
Goofy-ass clowns.
Goofy-ass clown in a barrel.
I mean, they all drink. They all did drink, but at least they were, before the novel, people like looked at clowns in a different way.
Send in, you know, the clown.
Thanks, Stephen King.
He did. He destroyed an entire industry. There's the clowns everywhere. Now they're all creepy. Anyway, all right.
Hanging out in drains.
Yes. Hiya, Georgie. Want a balloon? Anyway, enough about clowns. You were a couple of clowns. Let's do your WTF.
Yeah, right.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Of course, as always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
You best buds in the biz.
Ooh. Let's see here. What do we got? What do we got? What do we got? That one's dumb. There's so many Karen stories out there right now. I don't even know where to start at. Here we go. Yeah. This is good. This one's
a bunch of Karens out there. They can go back to TJ Maxx.
Dude, it's every single day there's a new Karen story. This doesn't have to do with a Karen. This has to do with a guy in Louisiana. For the second time in a month, a Bass Pro Shop store is in the news because an idiot decided to go for a swim in the large aquarium. Have you ever been to a Bass Pro, Hunter?
Yeah.
It's amazing. I love Bass Pro. I love Bass Pro. 26-year-old Kevin Wise of Louisiana walked into the store and jumped into the 13,000-gallon fish tank for a swim. He then climbed out and ran out of the store, soaking wet. Wise later returned to the store where he was arrested. Why would you go back to the store? He explained that it was a TikTok stunt and that he had promised to do it for receiving 2,000 likes. The store says it now needs to empty and clean the tank. Just last month, on Mother's Day, a 27-year-old Florida man went for a swim in the Bass Pro Shop Aquarium after revealing his plans on social media.
Here's my take. Here's what we need to do, or Cabela's needs to do, or Bass Pro Shop. That's what it is. Here's what Bass Pro Shop needs to do. They just need to put a shark in the tank.
Oh, there you go. But wouldn't the shark eat the rest of the things in there?
I mean, could you imagine that TikTok video?
That would
God!
Yeah. Yeah.
Just that water just immediately turns red.
That would be the only TikTok video I'd be willing to watch is some guy getting just mauled to death by a shark.
You could see the sign on the tank right now. TikTok users, be aware. Do not jump in tank. You'll get murdered by a great white shark.
Actually, no. How about we put a sign that says, if you're a TikTok user, jump in the tank, please. If you're a TikTok influencer, please, we'd love to see you jump in this tank with this great white shark.
You know?
We could easily.
For a hell of a video.
We could weed a bunch of these idiots out there. All these guys. I mean, they're right there. Like, that pisses me off so much that he did. It was a TikTok stunt. That's not a thing. That should not be a thing. You don't do it. Oh, if I get 2,000 likes, that's not a thing. God.
How about piranhas? Piranhas would be more interesting.
Yeah.
You know.
It's right down to the bone. It's in the bone. That'd be pretty.
He jumps in. He comes out a skeleton.
That'd be great. Just now, the bottom half of his body just gone. Right. He's like, oh god.
And then the owner comes up. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Anybody else? No.
Any other?
I didn't think so.
TikTok celebrities out there that want to do a stunt? Morons. All right, good. Well, I'm glad this guy got arrested because he's an idiot. And that's what you get for doing TikTok.